Disc 3.
This particular one, as I say, was nonstop for 11 days, morning and night, just went on and on and on and on. And finally it stopped. Gone forever. Never again will you be subject to that. Okay. Then arises the next one. So, serious spiritual work. is a continuous willingness to let things go as they arise in the technique that I share. The letting go, the willingness to surrender, wanting to control everything as it arises. The willingness to surrender, wanting to change it, have it your way. The refusal to surrender it to God. Very often one has illusions about the nature of reality that they have to be let go also. That there's a good and a bad, there's a desirable and undesirable, that's all in your mind. So, you realize that the sun shines and then the clouds come up and then the rain falls and the grass grows up and dies. The stock market goes up and down. Age comes and goes. People arise and leave. So, you see, there's the ebb and flow. And if one is at this part of the cycle, there's no point, you know, crying about it, because the cycle will cycle itself out, you see. And by surrendering oneself to whatever is cycling up, is how one disappears it eventually. You disappear it by choosing to be with it and letting go, wanting to change it as it arises. To do that particular technique means to do it continuously, no matter what, nonstop. Usually one can do a run for a period, and then, of course, when you get more adept at it, to go back in the ultimate state, you know, it takes about an hour of releasing all the things that have been accumulated, and then the state takes over. But then you're immobilized in this, in functioning as far as the world is concerned, you see? But you know it's close by, and let's say a wish like wishing to be comprehended and understood by all to whom I'm speaking, you see, has to be surrendered, because the comprehension of the truth of what I'm saying is not up to the speaker. So those illusions arise, and as they arise, you let them go. That the comprehension of what is being said is up to God, and what is being said is up to God, and there isn't any person saying them in the first place, so there's no person who wishes that you should get it better. But you can see old ego habits arise, you know. So then, when one surrenders everything that stands in the way of the presence is so obvious, so startling, and so overwhelming that there is no question about it. It is profound, it is total, it is all-encompassing, totally overwhelming, totally transforming, and completely unmistakable. Completely unmistakable, that's the minor or understatement of the world. So I wanted to make that clear, that you can't complain that spiritual work hasn't worked for you, because it's a profound commitment. If you're doing the Course of Miracles, let's say, it means you've got to forgive everything all the time, continuously, no matter what. Doesn't mean you can make an exception here, an exception there. You know, it means continuously. Because the one or two things you hide behind is usually a stack. That's why you're hanging on to it. It's not just this SOB you hate, it's a whole stack. And so, all of that hides behind this one. So it's not just an innocent, well, I think I'll skip my ex-mother-in-law. No, she was adorable. And when you see her for what she is, the value of humor is also a spiritual technique, because what humor does is it increases you enlarge the context to the point that it disappears polarities. So seeming opposites dissolve into the comedy dissolves what it seems like the opposite ends. So comedy and tragedy, winning and losing all become one and the same. And it's humorous, you see. So humor is another spiritual technique whereby you dissolve the seeming polarity of the opposites, which also are an illusion, but in so doing, so as you get closer and closer to really high state, you can't stop laughing sometimes for, I mean, everything is funny, you know. And so someone said here, but as you get near a state of joy, isn't that this question here? No, that's the thing. Someone said, as you get near a state of joy, she starts to cry. And crying is a signal of the onset of a certain state of consciousness. One cries out of a, let's see, it has names in Catholic theology, in ecclesiastic vernacular. There is a word for it.
Rapture?
Huh? Rapture? Rapture is a little higher. Rapture is higher. Agape means unconditional love, right? Yeah. Well, there is a going into a state of exquisite sweetness, which makes you cry. The crying is not out of sadness. The crying is out of a joy, but it's a tempered joy. It's not the joy of high ecstasy. So these are different levels, and in some other writing I do try to discern the various levels. Ecstasy is something different. Ecstasy is an ecstasy in the presence of God, which is beyond description, an extreme ecstasy, and extreme joy. So the states of lovingness, bliss, joy, extreme ecstasy, how do they resolve themselves? Because you can't really live in that state. You can't really live in this dimension in that state or survive in this state. So what is the resolution of these states? The resolution is one surrenders the joy, the ecstasy, because the rule is everything is surrendered to God. You surrender the joy, the bliss, the ecstasy. That may not even come to you for a couple of weeks. Happy a couple of weeks. Suddenly, like a knowingness is to surrender even the joy. And when the joy and the ecstasy and the exquisite bliss is surrendered to God, then comes the ultimate state, a peace beyond description, a peace of such dimension. It transforms all that exists into an infinite and profound peace, the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding. Then there is an inner quietude which is imperturbable no matter what happens. So that is the ultimate resolution of the high states in which emotions are still pulled in, whether it's joy, ecstasy. The willingness to surrender that state requires resolve to be willing to let go happiness, joy, and an infinite ecstasy. For God is a great demand. And unless one has acquired that skill, it's unlikely going to happen. Because it is dazzling beyond all imagination. And to think that one has to let this go seems unthinkable. But beyond it is something even greater. The profound peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, is the ultimate. Some of these are funny. Anyway, this is funny too. Yeah, this is funny. We already answered that one, huh? Can people below 200 find accurate answers to questions? Yeah, ask somebody who's over 200. There's nothing magical about 200. This is integrity. Integrity is the willingness to tell the truth about yourself and about all things to the best of your ability, to be responsible. The difficulty with a psychopath is even when you've got them fingerprinted, you got the DNA and you got a videotape on him, he sits there and says, I didn't do it. It's profound. You see it on television all the time? They got DNA all over the place, all over the body, all over the walls, all over his car. They got a photograph of him. They got his fingerprints. And he says, I didn't do it. What can you say about that? What can you say about that? Okay, let's see. We're allowed to see. I'm allowed to ask you. Well, can we say what it is about that? That's what I'm thinking, holding in mind is a fact, resist. They're possessed by lower astrals, resist. Thank you. The reason when the person says, I didn't do it, they didn't. Lower astral did it. And I see them all the time on TV. And many times these criminals who kill many people will say from a certain level of truth, I didn't do that. If he means his ego, no, he didn't do that. But the entity that prevails within has taken over his consciousness. So, for some reason, then, if you deny the truth, you're not allowed to access the truth. It's like you can't have the benefits of honesty without being honest. So, I think that's the answer to that. The most important thing you want to know about any teacher or entity that channels from the other side. Somebody asked me about a teacher on the other side, the name begins with K. That teacher is over 350 or so. 350 then. 350 is a very intelligent and integrous. So that's a very good teacher for us for a certain degree. And when you outgrow a teacher, you sort of sense that you're outgrowing the teacher. And you look for somebody, for something or some teacher that's somewhat higher. It isn't the height of the teacher. It isn't the calibrated level. It's the suitability for yourself. Suitability. Because otherwise, what the teacher is saying doesn't make any sense to you. If you say this teacher doesn't make any sense at all, that's probably the wrong teacher because... If you're here and the teacher is here, that makes sense to you. But if you're here and the teacher's way up here, then they say you can't really make sense of it. So we have to decide what's best for us at a certain time. And sometimes kinesiology is useful with that. You say, this teacher is good for me at this time. Yes, no, right. And that teacher is good for you right now.